Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Sift Spoil for Black Widow. We're going to take a look at all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die in the future.
For Black Widow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, spoiler, Black Widow dies. Not in this movie. Later. Well, let's talk about it. Is there anything specifically you guys want to talk about other than the post-credits sequence? Any kind of the other specific plot stuff?
There wasn't a post-credit scene where Loki came in and saved Black Widow, and I was really upset about that. And that is one of the I was waiting for it. I was like, why? So this is a big thing with me. I was like, why would they do a Black Widow movie now? Like, they only ever do movies so that they relate to future movies, like with Captain Marvel. So I'm like, clearly, you know, we've already seen we can bring dead characters back to life. Let's just bring Black Widow back to life, because she shouldn't have died. Like, so I was waiting for it, and I was waiting for it, and then it didn't happen, and I feel so ripped off, and I'm so mad, and I finally said it, so now I can calm down.
Well, I'll tell you, whenever the post-credit scene, whenever Yelena is visiting her grave and she does the whistle,
yeah,
I was like, wait a second, what's about to happen here?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Julia Louise Dreyfus walks in.
I have to say that we all agreed, I think, that Florence Pugh was the best part of this movie. So yeah, shouldn't Lena we Bolivis. All be excited that she's the one that's going to kind of carry the Black Widow franchise, you know, kind of out?
Like, I'm excited, but I want Scarlett Johansson too. Also, because I was talking to my friend who's a big fan of Marvel Comics, and he was basically explaining to me everything. And so apparently what they think is happening is that Marvel's setting up like the Dark Avengers. So
the
they've got
Thunderbolts.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Like the US agent.
Wait,
did
you
Captain
say Thunderbolts
America.
Or Thundercats?
I said Thunderbolts.
Oh, I thought you said Thundercats. I'm like, sure.
No, that's, I mean, that's got to be the only reason William Hurt's hanging around, right? His character's name is Thunderbolt. And, like, my understanding is that there's this Dark Avengers called the Thunderbolts. That's what the Captain Fomerica
agent.
Yeah, U.S. agent is in that, and that she is the one putting that together and kind of uses them. In that way. So yeah, that's obvious. So the question is, are they setting it up for a TV show or a movie? Because they haven't announced a movie like that. I'm like, that's a lot of big names to set up for a TV show. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I'm wondering if this is going to be the next Avengers. Like, it's going to be that she or Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character sets up this team and is like, well, you won't get to be the main superhero team unless you defeat the current superhero team. And so it'll be like the Thunderbolts versus the new Avengers sort of thing.
I don't know. I fully suspect that they're setting up the Hawkeye thing for the TV show, Hawkeye. I fully suspect that that that'll play into that somehow. And again, mm-hmm. just a reminder that, you know, this was supposed to be the first thing we saw before any of the TV shows. And so, you know, yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus popping up in Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to be after we saw her in this. So it still works, but it's just, it's wild to think about that stuff.
It's interesting too, because if you think about it, well, the Thunderbolts are kind of Marvel's answer to the Suicide Squad, where
right.
a lot of the characters in the Thunderbolts are villains. Like Taskmaster is probably going to end up being a Thunderbolt. Baron Zemo is probably going to end up being a Thunderbolt, which mm-hmm. is interesting whenever you think about it in that sense, that Yelena would be a member of this Thunderbolt. Maybe she'll be like the one who got out and, you know, take up the new mantle of Black Widow. I don't know.
Well, if she kills Hawkeye, then, you know,
yeah.
she'll be one
but
of those.
But surely, like, if they know enough to know that Hawkeye was on Vormir with Black Widow, then surely they know the circumstances of her death, right? Like, it wouldn't just be like, oh, they both went and only one came back. Like, it'd be like, oh, Soulstone.
Yeah.
Like, so surely she knows that Hawkeye didn't murder Natasha, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Not to take the iconic title, but I don't know what the end game of having Hawkeye murdered is.
Yeah, no. He won't be. I'm just saying, like, if no, she does saying, something in that
there's a
TV
motivation
show,
to have it done. Yeah. So I'm saying there's a motivation. I'm trying to understand the motivation.
Well, if she believes if she believes Hawkeye is responsible for her sister's death, that's the motivation. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Let me
you mean like what's Julia Louis-Dreyfus' motivation?
I don't know what Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Thunderbolt Ross
yeah, yeah.
Hawkeye
no, that's
did.
Unknown. Yeah, that is unknown.
Yeah.
What her
that's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah,
at.
What her goal is. No, absolutely.
I wonder during his like whole the blip revenge assassin thing, maybe he just killed the wrong person. Like he killed someone super high up and now this person's like funding the operation.
Is the mm-hmm. Do we know, is the Hawkeye show taking place during his assassin phase, or is it taking place in after?
No, it's in real time. Future, because it's, isn't it? Future, because it's Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So it's grown up Hawkeye's daughter, and so it couldn't be in the blip because she'd been dusted.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
But he'll still be Ronin. Hawkeye will still have his Ronin phase in the mm-hmm. new show, they say. So
he's going back to being Ronin, or he just never stopped? Ronin's like his new gig. Because when he was Ronin, I got the sense in like Endgame, like people were like, that's not good for you, man. Like
Yeah, he was definitely an anti-hero whenever he was Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's one of those things like people will. I don't know if the world that he now lives in. Like obviously they'll just remember like yeah you were Hawkeye for a while, but then you went full Ronin and we can't just forget that.
I
don't
like
know if
he did
that,
spend
like,
5 years murdering people
everyone.
Like, well, my family's back.
Yeah
So yeah, I'm sure that'll be something else I wanted to touch on was that Taskmaster is a girl. It's mm-hmm. Olga Kurienko coming in, which makes me think that she's gonna have to play a bigger role, because you wouldn't cast
Thunderbolts
Olga, you wouldn't cast Olga Kurienko, but I saw that coming. The moment that they were like, "Oh, you killed her his daughter," I'm like, "Well, they're not going to make
good
Black
for
Widow.
You. Good for you. I didn't."
Well, it's one of those things. Like they kept talking about his daughter. Like even in the first Avengers movie, remember whenever Loki's in the that cell and he's like, "Can you really erase all that red from your ledger? What about Chankov's daughter?" Dracov's daughter, and so he's toying with her then, and now that she knows that Dracov's daughter is still alive, which whenever they showed that flashback in Budapest of her blowing up the building, there's no way either of them survive.
No, you're right. Unless they have some force field or something, but which that I wouldn't put it.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What do you guys think about that Mission Impossible face replacement machine coming in?
That's the interesting part about this whole, that was one of the things I wanted to mention was, we see that in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We see that tech in Falcon and the Winter Soldier really briefly, and it's like, we were supposed to have seen it in this movie.
Carter uses it.
Yeah, yeah, Shannon Carter uses it. And so it was interesting to be like, my sense when I saw it in Falcon and the Winter Soldier was, that was weird to introduce such a high-tech thing just for her to take it off. Like, it was just like a couple brief seconds. And so what's strange is, what I think happened is, that was supposed to be like an Easter egg. That was supposed to be like a little wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah. And a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Because it came first, it feels out of place.
Yeah.
But also, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, the thing that really got me with Taskmaster was the fact that it's very clearly, tell me if I'm wrong, it's very clearly a guy whenever the helmet's on, right? Like, the stunt double's a dude. I feel like I could tell that.
I don't know.
And then they kind of, like, force Olga Kuryenko when her mask's off. But whenever it's the fighting scenes, I was like, that's a guy. And I can tell. Because there's just something about the way the body works. Also, because I know what Olga Kuryenko's, like, looks like from previous movies.
Well, I guarantee
movies,
you it's, like, not her. I guarantee you the stunt is not her. But I don't know that it's necessarily a guy. But it could be.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something.
Well, anything
I'm
else?
Sorry, Aaron, what was I going to say? Train of thought.
Oh, it has to deal with the end credit scene. That whole thing, that was supposed to be our introduction to Julia Dreyfus's character. That was supposed to be the first time we ever saw her. We were supposed to see her before Winter Soldier and Falcon. That set the title backwards.
The Winter Soldier and Falcon. But yeah, I don't know. I'm very curious about her character because right now she's kind of playing like, I'm evil, but I'm putting together these anti-heroes, and I think that's why I'm thinking that this is possibly leading up to the next Avengers movie, like a Civil War type thing, but I don't know if I'm buying it. I don't know. I'm very interested in kind of how that's going to progress.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I was trying to look it up real quick. I did not get to read through the article. Maybe Scarlett Johansson's stunt double is also plays Taskmaster. So like the idea being who would know how to imitate Scarlett Johansson
Andy
better
Lister.
Than her.
Andy Lister is the stunt double for Taskmaster.
So there you go.
Says.
So there you go.
Who's Andy Lister?
I don't know, but
he's a stuntman. And it looks like it is Scarlett Johansson's stunt double.
So it is a guy. I was right.
I'm confused. We're saying two different things. They both can be right, but I'm saying Heidi Moneymaker is Scarlett Johansson's stunt double. That was the article I was reading. But if you found, information.
I'm reading what Phil posted.
Ah, so. I see.
It says lead stunt.
I like the way you say that. Like,
Taskmaster.
So you trust Phil, huh?
Okay. No. I just hadn't looked at that one yet.
On Andy Lister's IMDb, it does say Taskmaster lead stunt double for the guy. So, Heidi Moneymaker was Scarlett Johansson and Olga Kuryenko was a guy because.
Well, congratulations, Alice, on your dude spotting. You are.
Thank you.
You're
I know
good dude
how
spotter.
A woman's body works, and that is not how we function.
Anything else we wanted to talk about before we kind of close up shop here? Anything else from the movie that you wanted to talk spoiler wise?
I mean, we kind of mentioned this in the main show, but I was disappointed that Dreykov ended up just kind of like dying. It was really like, I have to say, I also guessed that she was going to break her nose to stop the pheromone thing so she could kill him. Yeah. The moment it was like, you can't do it if you can smell me. I'm like, well, she's just going to break her nose then. Like, I can tell that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He just seemed like what you were saying in the main show, Andrew, like he was so slimy and you hated him so much. And now he's just dead. And he was very like he was just blown up. So yeah. I'm just kind of like, wow.
Will he survive one explosion? Maybe he can survive two. You never know.
An explosion and falling to the ground from like however high up.
Maybe he's a super soldier too.
Is he Rasputin?
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, knows? Rasputin couldn't kill that guy.
The only other things I would mention are just all the little moments I loved, you know, like, you know, the imitating of the landing pose and, you know, just the her faking it and like getting little, grossed out by it. And like that, gross. That kind of stuff was awesome. I loved the running cool way to die gag. I thought that was really funny. And
this is not a cool way to die.
And that last scene, just the falling through the sky and, you know, using pieces of, you know, shrapnel to kind of fight on in the sky. Like, it's just, it was so cool. I loved it so much. So yeah. Anything else from you guys?
That was very cool.
I'll do it for me.
No, that's everything.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for hanging out with us on the Sift Spoil. We will we'll be back next time something needs to be spoiled. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.